Sorry I'm late, folks. Lots of stuff going on. I was just on a call with a few people, and there's a lot of stuff happening. That's all I can say. So sometimes when I'm late, just know that I'm tailoring the morning show, adding some stuff in there. But I got to tell you, folks, it's coming. That's all I can say is that it is coming. And, folks, let me make a small correction here. Excuse me, but I was listening to Panama on Van Halen, and somehow that got stuck in my head. Panama, dun, 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 dun. And that got stuck in my head, so I've been calling it the Panama Papers when it's really the Pandora Papers. I've been on a Van Halen kick the last week. Been listening to a lot of Van Halen. Takes me back to the good old days, folks. Anyway, so that's why I've been saying Panama Papers. All right. And I'm going to do old Ron Partain's going to come down here, maybe Alpha Warrior as well. Thank you, Red King 23. And they're going to come down here, and we're going to do a little border dune buggy desert riding shooting. We're going to check out the border wall. And would you guys like to see that if I put it up on YouTube? I'm totally curious on this. I don't know if you guys would even give a shit, but we're thinking about just going out in the desert, shooting, and maybe put this little fire pit to work right here. I'm going to be talking about this mini fire pit. It's kind of cool because I don't know. The only thing I know how to light is if I have a lighter in the desert, I can light some cactuses if I put them together and start a bonfire. But other than that, I mean, this thing is like a – and I've always said I'm not going to camp anymore. I don't want to camp because I'm scared of those things called the rakes. And there's entities out there, and I just don't want to – and I got a bad back. But anyway, folks, Venmo, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, it's a perfect little Christmas gift to, I would say, 15 and above. Ages 15 and above. And then my mama's book, Any Age, The Mexican Mix on Amazon. Leave an honest review. Folks, get your fire pit mini, okay? This thing's awesome. I've been getting a lot of stuff sent to me, and it's badass. I love it. The fire pit mini. Now, listen to this thing. It's right here. I got it right here. And let me show you the how it looks here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 process. This is cool. This thing's really cool. I'm going to be using it. So this is what it is. Shockingly, the average person believes they can survive for 2 weeks alone in the wilderness. But a new study reveals most could even spark a fire, like me. The survey of 2,000 Americans shows only 17% felt very confident in their ability to start a fire with just flint. I can't do that. That's why tens of thousands rely on the Fire Pit Mini to start fires outdoors. The Fire Pit Mini stove grants anybody this ability to start fires. Boil water and cook food from virtually anywhere with only kindling or leaves as fuel. It's engineered to give you a reliable, effective, and simple way to start a robust fire with little smoke in any condition and without the hassle. So give the gift of warmth this holiday season by simply placing your order now and using promo code HOLIDAY to get 25% off, many other free bonuses before they sell out. This thing is cool. I can't wait to, when Ron comes down here, we're going to put it to the test. So this thing's cool. I like it. If I ever go camping, and that's something that's in my purview. Who was the first one to say that word? I heard it like on a hearing or something. It's not in my purview. And I was like, oh, I'm going to use that. I like that word. I'm going to start using it. Purview. It's not in my purview. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Thank you, Celine Jones. Getter, Rumble. Rumble is Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer, baby. PatriotWear, Bing.com. PatriotWear. I'd also like to give a shout out to Lahaina Strong. Everyone, all my peeps in Hawaii, BJ Penn, all you guys out there, Sam Streep's mom. Sam Streep is my is my late friend who just passed away. He just passed away. He was one of my four friends that died within a year. So his mom sent me these shirts at Lahaina Strong. And shout out to her. Thank you. I love this shirt. It's awesome. So patriotwear.com right there. I got some cool stuff. I got Newsom the Grinch. I got Lunatic Friends. Folks, the shirts are awesome. Tell me what you think. I got a new designer kicking ass. These shirts are badass. So they're sending me some stuff I can wear on my podcast. Nino's Corner.tv is absolute fire. The Juan O'Savin interview right now is up. And it, folks, the best interview he's ever done, I think. Straight to the point. I said, Juan, you got to get straight to the point. He did. And it's fire. It's fire. So he's up there right now stating his case. I let you decide. And it's damn good. I think you guys will enjoy this one. And I tried to ask the questions that you all wanted to be asked. So I got that up there. I got Mike King coming up today. I got Bo Pony coming on again. I got Gene Decode going to be the next general in the general's tent. December 20th, Dan, just a couple days away. Now, 2 days away. Gene Decode is the general 2 days away from now, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Ask away. Have fun with this one. This one's going to be a good one. Dr. Jan Halper and Alpha Warrior are coming on. I'll be joining their show. Brad Olson coming on. We're going to be talking about the alien card. That's coming on. The ghost is going to be a reappearance. Benjamin Fulford's coming back on. Folks, I got a star-studded lineup. But you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Do I sound like the strip club DJs? You might want to turn it down or turn it up. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Oh, yeah. The wrath of Trump is what I was, Mr. T. Yeah. I was messed up on that one. I'm sure my editor will catch that. I have to start using Mr. T. So I'm going to say the Dems are about to launch a massive Hail Mary. Could DeSantis flashbang? He's sticking around. Who's giving him money? Why is he sticking around? There's also word of Nikki Haley to be vice president. Really? There's all kinds of stuff floating around right now. But I'm going to get to some stuff that I've been scouring the internet. Okay, I've been scouring the internet. And I'm watching the articles. And that's how I formulate my shows. So as a Democrats and DS, y'all know what I'm talking about when I say DS, scramble to figure out how to deal with the Biden ship that's now sinking fast. They need a life raft, and they need one quick, folks. As we forge into 2024, the waters look treacherous and choppy. And for all of us, really, because we know that they're running out of options. So panic move is coming. Now, many times Juanito's come on my show and talked about the 60 to 120 days left of the show that China's kind of gamed out. I'm being very vague here. That was how long ago already? It was pretty far. It's been a while now. I don't know how long it's been, but it's been over 60 days. I know that. I think it's been over 90 days. In any case, so here is something that I have to say on here that is completely hypothetical. Just a theory. Just my theory, and that is this. Now, I've been told different things with this. People in the entertainment business are like, no. He could be stepping down, just like a lot of other people have stepped down or been forced to step down. Mark Cuban has stepped down from the Mavericks and Shark Tank. Why would anybody do that now? Could he just been like, could they have reined him in and said, listen to me, sit your ass down? You don't just step down from that. He's still a fairly young man. What is going on here? a lot of red flags are raised on this, but I'm not gonna say what. But it's just like Bezos and so many more that had to step down. Or is he getting ready for something else? The Rock is making his rounds at the Pentagon and Capitol Hill. Why? You got to watch these people, as outrageous as it seems. I've been told from the inside that there's a lot of nervous celebrities right now. They are not sleeping at night. There's Hollywood is Hollyweirder. Hollyweirder. People can't figure it out. People are acting very strange. Very, very strange. And it all smells really funny to me, folks. But my main concern right now is I'm watching this battlefield. We all know Trump. Mr. T. T's like just, you know. Mr. T is up by, 20, 30 points, sometimes even more in some cases. Why isn't old Ronnie Boy going away? Why isn't he folding up camp? He stands to gain nothing. Could we expect some kind of flashbang from old Ronnie Boy? You know, I was the very first to call this guy out, a couple years ago? Everyone was like, oh, that Rodriguez, that Nino guy, he's just crazy. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm watching him. Now, I've talked to a lot of people who are like, not a chance. They are capable of anything right now, okay? Of anything. Could we expect a flashbang? Could we see the Republican Party come in and give Iowa and New Hampshire to old Ronnie the Clown? Could that happen? I don't know, but there's about to be so many twists and turns that your head's going to feel like it's on a swivel. And it's all coming. It's going to be pretty epic. And that is why they say, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Because it's about to get bananas. And I think all the other stuff will intensify. The wars in the Middle East, the Red Sea is going to intensify. North Korea's shooting off rockets. Rocket Man is shooting off the rockets. Ha, 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 ha. Look at my new toys. So I got this text from a buddy. And he says, once MSM starts reporting Mr. T is running away with it in the polls, they'll be like, it's too late to add, insert, or a Dem or the Rock here to the 24 ballot. Then they'll pull the plug. He says, so this is from my friend Nemo. Nemo, shout out to Nemo. The people all know they did this because they had no one to go against Trump other than RFK, right? And if you're watching my morning shows, folks, they will be in their glory on NinosCorner.tv. So they get put up immediately when I'm done with them on NinosCorner.tv, and then they go into editing, and then if you're watching this late, it's edited. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It just is what it is. So, FBI agent who helped launch the Mr. T Russia thing has been sentenced to over 4 years in prison for supplying information to a Russian oligarch. Look how things are turning around. Turning around. DeSantis says Mr. T will lie about 2024 election results no matter what. Can you believe this guy's doubling down? Ask yourself why. Why is this guy doubling down, tripling down? Why is he sticking around? Why is DeSantis sticking around? What does he know? Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor Ron DeSanctimonious predicted that if Mr. T loses the Iowa caucus or New Hampshire primary, he will say it's stolen no matter what. Governor, do you expect the former president to accept the results? Look how they're conditioning you for this already. Already. They're conditioning you for this. They're already asking Ron, do you think this crazy madman will accept the results when you get... So in other words, they're getting ready to give old Ronnie boy, it looks to me, just an opinion. Looks like he could be taking Iowa and New Hampshire. But remember, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns in this. A lot of twists and turns. But I'm paying attention. I'm paying attention to this stuff. That's why he's sticking around. And top evangelical leader says he doesn't believe poll showing strong for Mr. T in Iowa. Really? I guess people in Iowa are just different. Actually, I fought in Iowa, and they are different. Who did I fight in Iowa? I fought a few tough guys from Iowa. Their first, I think they were wrestlers that turned boxer, so it was really easy to knock them out. But they were tough, big, strong guys. One of them was like a UFC MMA champion. He had like 130 fights, and I knocked him out fast. I knocked him out like a minute and a half in the first. Iowa boys, corn-fed Iowa boys. So Bob Vanderplatz, an influential Iowa evangelical leader, said he doesn't believe recent polling that shows evangelical voters still support Mr. T. I don't believe them, and there's a reason I don't believe them, because it does not match up at all with what I'm hearing on the ground, Vanderplatz says. What are you hearing? What are you hearing? Because I think there's pretty much a consensus. I don't think Iowa is this foreign alien state. I think most back Mr. T. But okay, let's just go along with what you're hearing on the ground. Bullshit. So I'm just preparing you folks. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Speaking of anything can happen, Mr. T won't rule out Nikki Haley for VP. What? I'm going to look more into this, I promise you. But Mr. T won't rule out Nikki Haley as a VP, but he said it's unlikely he'd pick her. He said he's always got along with her, but they have had significant differences on some issues. She also said she would not run against him. His son, Don Jr., said he would work hard to ensure Haley was not the running mate. Hopefully she's not good on the border or free speech. And she and her husband are making a lot of money off this war machine, is what Donald Jr. says. Lots of twists and turns, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of twists and turns. That's all I can say. This is going to get really entertaining. Really entertaining. So the House formally approves the Biden impeachment inquiry. The House GOP on Wednesday formalized its impeachment inquiry into President Biden with a House vote, a step Republicans hope will add legal weight to their demands as they probe moves into more aggressive end stage. Like I've said, folks, we got to have them hold on to this guy, the rotting corpse of the Democratic Party. They've got to hold on to him. Lawmakers voted 221 to 212 along party lines to approve the resolution authorizing the inquiry. earlier in the day, Hunter Biden, the president's son, who's at the center of many of the lines of inquiry, defied GOP subpoena to appear. To appear for a deposition on Wednesday morning. Republicans leading the probe said that his refusal reinforces the need for a formal vote. So he's being defiant. So they're moving forward. We're very pleased with the vote today. I think it's a message loud and clear to the White House. We expect you to comply. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, who is leading one of the arms of the probe, said after the vote, President Biden ripped House Republicans for what he called a baseless political stunt. Now listen to this. Did you guys know? I saw this yesterday. I saw this last night. A horrified Joe Biden looks on as car smashes into his motorcade. So some kind of car smashed into his motorcade. President is bundled away by Secret Service as agents draw guns on driver outside Delaware campaign. A car collided with a motorcade SUV that was part of the President Joe Biden security detail on Sunday night just after 8 p.m. Secret Service agents escorted a shocked Biden to his car following the impact. The car, which sustained damage to its bumper, was quickly surrounded by police and Secret Service agents. Biden and his wife had just left the campaign headquarters after having a meal of pasta with tomato sauce with members of his reelection team. Why would they put that in there? Who cares? I don't care. Do you care? I don't give a shit what he eats. Does he eat? Does he shit himself? My question is, when he eats, does he shit himself immediately? That's the question I have. That's what I really want to know. Does he wear diapers? I just want to know. It's just a question. Anyway, reportedly, Biden did not know where he was after the accidents. Reportedly, Biden did not know where he was after the accident. So you're telling me nothing's changed. I guess nothing's changed. When does he ever know where he's at? Hunter Biden defies subpoena, lashes out. Trump attack machine in stunning news conference. So now he's going to play. I guess the victim role wasn't working too well. So now he's going to play the tough guy. He's going to defy everybody. So Hunter Biden announced that he will defy the House Oversight Committee subpoena to testify privately and lashed out at the unrelenting Mr. T attack machine. The son of President Joe Biden re-upped his offer to participate in a public congressional hearing instead of a private deposition, which James Comer, who is leading the investigation into the Biden family, denied. Hunter Biden opened his comments with the Capitol in the background to assembled media, acknowledging his past mistakes before lashing out at the MAGA Republicans. So now he's going to stand his ground and be defiant. So that's the tactic they're going to use. I think they're going to go back from victim to defiant to victim to defiant. You know, like a typical liberal. So let's watch this. This is going to get real interesting. I want to see how they play their cards here, don't you? I do. I want to see what cards they really play here. Do you guys like my new hat? It's a new one. I'm staring at it. I like the, is it a four-leaf clover? Yeah, it's a four-leaf clover. Hey! It means I'm feeling lucky. How do you guys like the Juanito interview on NinosCorner.tv? It's fire. It's fire. It is fire. The hat looks good. Thank you. It's cool. Yes, it is. A lot of you ask me, why don't you brush your hair and come on with it? I just, it's my image. I like the cap, and it's just the way I like to roll. I'm also very lazy. I'm a lazy person now. Boxing took a lot out of me. Boxing took a lot out of me with, like, it took a lot of my life energy. Being serious, I wear Crocs. Sometimes I wear Crocs in public. Yeah, I do. I wear Crocs in public, and they're the camo Crocs, and they don't match with anything I wear, okay? So take that, okay? And it doesn't match anything I wear. Sometimes I don't match at all. Sometimes I just get whatever's not wrinkled off the floor, and I put it on, and I go out in public, okay? Because I figure it's not the clothes that make the man. It's the man that makes the clothes. And I'm a 6 foot five gargantuan. So a 6 foot five gargantuan in Crocs. Yeah, you're not going to fuck with them, right? I don't think so. Hunter Biden is worried that he'll have to leave the country or flee the country if Mr. T wins in 2024. You think you're going to be able to, buddy? That's funny. That's really funny. Boy, these people are clueless. They're so clueless. They obviously don't watch my show. Hunter Biden's legal troubles revealed that that President Biden's son is worried about his fate if former Mr. T returns to the White House. Oh, I bet you are worried. I know a lot of you are. It's not going to be fun. Wednesday that the younger Biden may be forced to leave the U.S. if Mr. T is reelected amid Republican lawmakers' investigations remarked on into him. I don't know what the hell I just read right there. Sometimes in the morning, my eyesight's not that good. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's all the electronics that I stare at. I stare at a lot of electronics, putting my report. I call it my report. I put my report together at night, and I think it's really doing a number on my eyes, because in the morning when I wake up, I cannot read anything. And even if I put on my glasses, I can't see. So I try to go back and forth, and hey, nothing's working. Hey, yo. So Lemire noted that Biden's son has also worried about the intense security that his family would face during the 2024 campaign. Scrutiny, not security, scrutiny. Maybe I need to magnify the letters on the paper now. Maybe I'm at that age now. At what age are you supposed to start losing your eyesight? Is it in your 40s? I'm in my 40s now. Is that when you start, like, I don't know. Something's going on, though. Lemire noted that the Biden son has also worried about the intense scrutiny that his family would face during the 2024 campaign and went public to recent days with his concerns about the toll on his father. The toll on his father. Let me read that again. He's concerned, he's putting it out there, on the toll of his father. So, think about this accident that just happened the other night. Think about the toll it's taking on his dad. Could his dad say, you know, I just can't take it anymore. I'm too old for this, and step down. Then comes in somebody else. Batter up. Batter up. I'm just saying, that's what this is looking like to me, folks. The heat. It's getting too hot in the kitchen. How these launch more attacks in Red Sea as U.S. warships head to region. American and British warships shot down over a dozen drones launched from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen on Saturday. The latest onslaught reveals naval vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea by the Iranian-led group. The Carney, a U.S. destroyer, intercepted 14 one-way attack drones, according to U.S. Central Command, while the British destroyer, HMS Diamond, nearly arrived in the region to bolster protection of commercial shipping, also shot down Houthi drones. The drone and ballistic missile attacks on commercial and military shipping caused Maersk, the world's biggest shipping company, to instruct, yes, I know, I probably didn't say that right. Get over it. Shipping company to instruct its vessels on Friday to pause their journey until further notice through the Bab al-Hamda Strait in the Red Sea. While the U.S. ships Carney and fellow destroyer like Mason have been busy intercepting Houthi attacks in recent weeks, three more U.S. Navy destroyers have moved into the Mediterranean Sea over the past week. We're sending all our shit there. Sitting ducks? I think so. Did you know that the... Sometimes I watch documentaries on YouTube. Well, most of the time. I don't really watch Amazon or Netflix at all. I tried to watch Leave the World Behind. I couldn't get into it. It was so dumb. It was just dumb. It was dumb. It was dumb. I turned it off. Right when like the wife started hitting on the guy and the daughter started hitting on the husband, I was like, I'm out. I'm done. I see the propaganda. I'm out. Later. I saw the propaganda from the get-go, but I think they're just, folks, I'll be honest, with this particular movie, I think they're just fucking with you. Okay? I don't think there's any garbage. It's just to get the, it's just, they know what's going on in the internet and they're just trying to rile you up. That's what I think. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I was watching this documentary and it was about the mosque, the Islamic mosque, right? The Mecca. I didn't know this, that there was a stone in there that everyone can go and look at inside the Mecca. Did you guys know this? I didn't know that they were walking around a rock. Well, they say it fell from heaven. Could it be a meteorite? I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. But anyway, that's what attracts everyone to this. They go and they pray around a stone that supposedly fell out from heaven. And it's a meteor. That's what I think it is. A black stone. Yeah, I didn't know this till the other day. Forgive me. Okay, I didn't know. I've always wondered what was in that thing. Turns out it's a rock. What? All right, I don't know. I'm just saying, I look, everyone has their beliefs. I respect it. I respect everyone's beliefs. I don't know the Muslim religion very well. I can learn about it more. But as of right now, to me, they are walking around a rock, a black rock. Maybe that's, well, I don't know. Democratic lawmaker interrupts Kamala Harris's speech, yells at the vice president. So thank you, Beverly Adams. Those of you that give in to me on Super Chat, thank you. A Christmas party hosted by Vice President Kamala Harris. Cackling Kamala. Descended into chaos earlier this week when a state lawmaker from Delaware interrupted her while calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Fox News identified the woman as State Rep Madiana Melissa Wilson Anton, a Democrat. As Harris was delivering remarks from a podium, she was interrupted by, you're not allowed to interrupt these people. Don't you know that? Don't you understand? You're not allowed to interrupt them. They are kings and queens. Who both shouted out and held up a sign that said, cease fire. So I bet Kamala had her kicked out. And just in the holiday season, which should be joyful this time of year, Harris said, as Wilson Anton began to shout at her, Madam Vice President, I am Rep from Delaware. Wilson Anton shouted, the Democrat then yelled, did you know in Bethlehem they are not celebrating Christmas? Did you know that in Bethlehem, baby Jesus is under rubble? Why won't you call for a ceasefire? I did a video on this. It's going to come up. I'm going to put it up tonight. It's a short one. It's a little update, but they're not celebrating Christmas in Bethlehem. And I'm going to talk about in a roundabout way why I believe that is, because there's more to it than just that. I promise you that there's more to it, but I put together a quick little video. I'll premiere it tonight for all of you to watch it. Thank you. Giuliani ordered to pay nearly $150 million to Georgia election workers. What? In a defamation suit. A jury said on December 15th that former Mr. T advisor Rudy Giuliani would pay two former Georgia election workers $148 million for defaming them. Okay? For defaming them. $148 million. And I know you're all thinking the same thing I am. Basically, rewarding The bank robbers. Jurors ultimately awarded former election worker Ruby Freeman $16,171,000 for compensatory damages related to defamation and $20 million for emotional distress. $20 million for emotional distress. Shay Moss was awarded $16,998,000 in compensatory damages for defamation and $20 million for emotional distress. It was hard. It was so hard on us. It's like, not only do you get away with a bank robbery, but we're going to reward you for it. Okay? The judge seemed to gasp or laugh at the full amount, noting it didn't include more than $200,000 for Giuliani was ordered to pay. I feel so bad for this man. Do you remember what a hero he was to New York at one time? Boy, do people turn. And you know what? Me, myself, being a fighter, dealing with crowds, dealing with fans, fanatics, you really do see people turn. And just recently, I've seen the same thing with old Juanito. I mean, it really amazes me. It really amazes me, man. People are just so, they're like jellyfish. They go with the tide. But nobody ever turns on Sancho. You know why? Because Sancho will fucking kill you. Nobody wants to see the Sancho. I need to go to that Circle K where Susano is, because Susano likes to make my coffee. Hi, David, you're crazy. You want your coffee black? Oh, boy. Let's get into some border news, shall we? Border news. 10 IEDs. Whenever I hear IEDs, I always think about what a woman sticks up her vagina. What is that called? An IUD? What's an IED? Found at the U.S.-Mexico border in cartel gunfight. U.S. Customs. What is an IED? That's like a... Anyway, I know it sounds like a rocket launcher or something like that. Is that what it is? IED or bombs. Okay. Yep. Nino, geez. What is it that a woman sticks up there? IUD. Yeah. That's right. All right. So, yeah. U.S. Customs and Border Protection is warning agents to be on the lookout for explosive devices. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this is real because I got a lot of friends. I got friends in the Border Patrol and in ICE and everywhere else. And they're telling me they're coming over like gangbusters. The federal law enforcement source shared with Fox Business Network an internal officer's safety alert dated December 13th that warns CBP agents to be vigilant after the Mexican military seized 10 improvised explosive devices. That's what that's called. Improvised explosive devices at the border. The IEDs were found in Mexican authorities after Tucson Border Patrol observed gunshots at the U.S.-Mexico border, and at Tucson, Supervisory Border Patrol agent arrested an armed person on the U.S. side who had loaded AK-47 rifle, two loaded AK magazines, loose rounds, and a handgun. I'm telling you, I took Jim Caviezel to look around the border. I took him to the border wall. He kind of got a good look at that. I could tell he was ready to get the fuck out of here. Now, I think he enjoyed. I took him up Scenic Drive. I showed him a little bit of my hood homes. Took him to eat at LJ's Mexican restaurant. He liked that. LJ's Mexican restaurant is a good. If you ever come to El Paso, go to LJ's because they have the best Mexican food, I think. There's like a few other places. Avila's, Delicias. But LJ's has they're the best. Like, oh my God. Have you guys ever had chili relleno burritos with frijoles? Have you ever had that? It's so good. It is so good. Anyway, I let Jim have a little bite of that, and he liked it. It's good, trust me. We're just Uber drivers. Border Patrol agent says America is being destroyed. Hey, you took my line. I always say you guys are Uber drivers. You're not allowed to use that. Two older SUVs appear to come out of nowhere, slowly at first, then kicking up clouds of dust as they pick up speed along the southern side of the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico border. Two white vans tail them to a gap in the border wall. With covered faces, smugglers suspected of working for drug cartels exit the vehicles, which bear a mix of Californian and Mexican license plates. The coyotes, as they are known, glare through the slates in the 30-foot-tall border wall while keeping an eye on their human cargo. Within seconds, the doors of each vehicle are flung open, and around 25 eager illegal immigrants jump out of the SUV and run for the border. move it, barks one of the coyotes as he turns his back to the wall and waves his arms toward a narrow footpath strewn with shreds of clothing and stray strands of razor wire where the wall ends and the base of the steep hill. So I know where these locations are at, by the way. Oh, man, I know where they're at. The illegal immigrants, a few with children, pick up their pace, dashing a few yards up an incline around the wall and into the United States. The coyotes disappear into the desert as fast and efficiently as they arrive. So then what happens? Border Patrol picks them up and takes them to where they need to go. They don't take them back. They just take them to where they need to go. They are an Uber service. Maybe they take them to get some pizza. I don't know, some tacos, whatever they want. They need some agua. They have to be nice to them. That's where we're at now in this country. That's where your tax dollars are going. You have to be nice to them because they are not breaking the law. They are just hungry. They want to come here and have a baby. But you have to pay for it. You can't use your own hospitals. What are you talking about? They bet you're crazy. We need to use the hospitals for the immigrants. Because they get sick too. And then you pay for it. Okay, thank you. In North Korean news, North Korea. Possible ballistic missile launched from North Korea. South Korea suspected. ICBM launched. Tokyo. The Japanese Prime Minister's office has reported another possible ballistic missile has launched from North Korea. The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff has reported a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile launch in or around Pyongyang, North Korea's capital. Did you guys see this? Did you guys watch the Turkish man that keeled over? This is crazy. Turkish MP dies after suffering a heart attack in parliament. Have you guys seen this video? Talk about instant karma. An opposition Turkish lawmaker died on Thursday, two days after suffering a heart attack and collapsing in front of the parliament as he finished a speech criticizing the government's policy towards Israel. Hasan Bakhanes, 54, a member of the parliament from the opposition Felicity Saadeti party, died in Ankara City Hospital. Health Minister told reporters in televised remarks. A graduate of Cairo's Al-Azhar University, Blimitz as the chairman of the Center of the Islamic and had previously worked for Islamic non-governmental oppositions. His parliament biography shows. You allow ships to go to Israel and you shamelessly call it trade. You are Israel's accomplice. Bittmitz said in a speech after placing a banner on the podium reading, "Murder Israel." So I don't want to go into this. But after he read his little speech, he died right there and then. Or he had a heart attack, and then I guess he died a few moments later. After finishing his speech, Biltzman suddenly fell backward onto the floor with other MPs rushing from their seats to help. The two main veins in his heart were completely blocked. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be that? I don't know. Just asking. And then Danian Brinkley sent me this. Danian Brinkley, are you out there? I haven't talked to you in a while, but I'll be calling you soon. We'll do another show. Danian Brinkley sent me Sun's largest or strongest solar flare in years. Knocks out radio frequencies. The Sun sent out a monster solar flare of high energy radiation that NASA captured on Thursday in what NOAA Space Weather said was likely one of the largest such events ever recorded. Why it matters? Well, this is why it matters. These powerful bursts of energy can impact radio communications, electric power grids, navigation signals, and pose risks to spacecraft and astronauts. Radio frequency blackouts have been reported. So I look at this in two different ways. Is it really happening, or is it just an excuse they're going to use? I don't know. Do you guys even believe in outer space? I have so many flat earthers that come on here. I have so many. I do feel there's a firmament. I don't know what that is up there, but I do feel there's something up there. Now, what's after that? Is it outer space? I'm open to that. I don't know. But I tell you what, I'm proud to say that I don't know. I don't know. Let's get to some celebrity gossip and some celebrity news. Matt LeBlanc. Have you seen this guy? The guy from Friends? No, I'm not talking about the guy that just passed. The handsome kid that was like an actor in the movie Friends. Wow. Wow. He's a big boy. He's turned into a big boy. Have you seen this guy? Man, he's over, so overweight. He's so, I feel bad. You got to wonder, is the stress getting to him as well? I mean, I'm just posing a question. I don't know. Is he on the list? I don't know. But these people are just letting themselves go. Matt LeBlanc is seen for the first time since death of Friends castmate Matthew Perry at 54 as he enjoys dinner with pals in L.A. Matt LeBlanc was seen for the first time since his death of Friends castmate Matthew Perry at 54 back in October. The 56-year-old actor, man, he's 56 now. He is 56. Who paid touching tribute to his fallen co-star last month, enjoyed dinner with his pals at Nobu in Malibu. I've been there. Yeah, that place is overpriced. I mean, you just get some a little bit of sushi, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it's like $300. You know who I saw there? I was at Nobu in Malibu, and I saw Cesar Milan, or what the guy, Milan, the guy that plays with dogs. The 56-year-old actor who paid touching tribute to his fallen co-star last month enjoyed dinner with his pals at Nobu in Malibu. I already read that. The star happened to be one of the last remaining in the Friends cast to be seen publicly after Perry's death. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his Pacific Palisades home on Saturday, October 28th. In Los Angeles, County Medical Examiner's Office revealed that his cause of death has been deferred with the investigation considering ongoing by authorities. So it's ongoing. I mean, you know, I don't know. Let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? In what the fuck news. Double what the fuck news on this one. Senate staffer is caught filming. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm here to film amateur gay pornography in his hearing room as graphic video emerges. The staffer filmed himself having sex with an unknown man, according to... I mean, if this is not a poster child of what's going on with our government now, I don't know who is. Could you ever, would you ever have thought, this is the end time, folks. This is the end days. This is the apocalypse. Welcome to it. Video obtained by an outlet shows the pair in a conference room in the Hart Senate office building. The staffer is seen in a separate picture, naked on all fours, where senators often sit and ask questions during hearings. A frisky congressional staffer has been accused of filming amateur porn video inside the Senate hearing room. The employee had sex with an unknown man within the confines of the politically significant building, according to the Daily Caller. A video obtained by the outlet shows the staffer allegedly engaged in sex acts within what appears to be a conference room in the Hart Senate office building. And I'm sure that's just totally acceptable in today's day and age. What are you talking about, you bigot? He's allowed to do that. Oh, man. So are we really living in, I think we are living in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, or should I say sodomy and Gomorrah? Oh, boy. We have satanic statues being erected as our statues of our forefathers get taken down because they're racist. And you can't be racist. Don't you know? And this is what it's all about. Confusing your moral compass. That's what this is about. Oh, he's just living on the edge. He's just a cutting-edge guy. Having sex in the room, in the Senate office building, whatever the fuck it is. I mean, that's totally acceptable. How dare you say anything? 86-year-old man stabs his wife to death after dispute over pancakes. I'm sure it wasn't over pancakes. I'm sure it was decades of nagging. decades of nagging this poor man that finally he lost his shit over the pancakes, okay? That's what happened. The pancakes was the straw that broke the camel's back on this one. I'm just saying. 85-year-old man in Washington, D.C. was arrested for allegedly stabbing his 81-year-old nagging wife to death. Just going to say it. After he refused to eat the pancakes she made. Oh, federal prosecutor said Thursday, Stephen Schwartz is accused of fatally stabbing his wife, Sharon Schwartz. I don't like the pancakes, Sharon. Sharon Schwartz, how dare you make me pancakes like this? At their home Sunday in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia said in a statement, he did not want to eat the pancakes she made and stabbed her in the back, authorities said. On Sunday, police responded to a home in Northwest D.C. After receiving a report of a stabbing, when officers arrived, they found 81-year-old Sharon Schwartz, inside their apartment suffering from stab wounds. Police also found the 85-year-old Stephen Schwartz with self-inflicted injuries. Stephen Schwartz was arrested and charged with second-degree murder while armed, police said on Thursday. Stephen Schwartz appeared before a judge via video and entered not guilty plea. The judge found him probable cause that was committed murder and then held him without bond. His next hearing is scheduled for January. This guy's going to die in jail, basically. How many more years does he have left? So I think the pancakes finally did it. I think he didn't want to eat her shitty pancakes. And Stephen Schwartz, you got to eat those pancakes, Stephen Schwartz. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I got a Mike King coming up. I got a lot of guests today. I'm going to put up a video later on tonight too for canceling Christmas in Bethlehem. the dude wouldn't waffle on the pancakes. It could be a grumpy man. Yeah, well, decades of that shit. Decades and decades of the... Any man will lose his shit, okay? Just saying. Years of... The guy goes crazy. Okay, honey. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, honey. Okay, honey. Yes, honey. Yes, honey. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, honey. I'll clean it. Yes, I got it. I'll lift up the toilet seat. Yes, honey. Okay. Yes, honey. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Okay. He went nuts. He went nuts. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Later. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, folks. Later.